Morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with you.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Norel Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norel Toyota. Thank you for your ongoing support. Tanner, we're back with the new computer, with the new videos back.
Yeah, we made it.
Yeah, and the funny thing about that for everybody at home is we don't put these episodes in sequence, so they're going to still see the ones without and with.
Fantastic.
There we go. So, as everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Sure. Hi, I'm Alana Nell. I'm a recent resident of Fort Mac. I'm an online personal trainer and yoga instructor.
Ah, oh, there we go. We were trying not to talk before we started filming, and you had my interest peaked.
It was very hard not to talk and share all my secrets.
I know. All right, so let me hear about this unique career you have.
Sure. So I kind of actually fell into this career recently.
Okay.
My husband is an RCMP member, which surprises a lot of people
because
he is also in our musical that we'll talk about later, I'm sure.
Okay.
But it means we move around a lot. We move across the country. And so I was trying to find something that I was passionate about that I could do from scratch every time.
Right.
Without, you know, changing everything and or working a job that didn't fill me up.
Right.
And I'd always kind of worked in recreation. That was my background.
Okay.
And so, long story short, I had gone through a lot of injury recovery, rehab, gained a lot of weight. And it really ignited this passion in me. And so when I turned 30, I decided, get your life together. It is time. And I became a certified personal trainer, yoga instructor. And then I started working with a company out of the States, actually.
Okay.
So we train first responders, firefighters, doctors, nurses, paramedics, police. So that's what I do full time.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's really neat. And how do you do this online? Like, what's that aspect like?
Yeah, so we use a program where we can create individualized workout programs based on whatever your needs are, right?
Yeah,
you want to lose weight. Maybe you want to get strong. Maybe you have fitness standards you need to meet.
Yeah.
Maybe you're working through some injuries and those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So we create a program based on your needs, and then I meet with you via Zoom once a week.
Okay.
And every day I check in with you via a message, little check-in. That's what I do.
Like when you're doing your course, like let's say I was doing yoga, you would be able to look and you'd be looking at like how my body is moving.
So we use videos. We can create our own videos, upload them through YouTube, and then pull them in on how to do it. But I also do teach in-person yoga classes here in town.
Cool. Where do you do that?
I'm at Oxygen now.
Nice. Yeah. And explain your yoga background to me.
Yeah. So I was attacked by a German Shepherd. And I know. People are like, you're crazy, girl. I was attacked by a German Shepherd. And I had severe nerve damage and broken bones. And I spent almost 2 years in dual arm casts. I spent a lot of time like this.
How old were you?
26.
Wild. Okay.
So it really changed my life. And I went through some dark times for sure.
Right.
And my husband had just fallen into his current career. And so we had moved and I didn't know anyone. I had no idea what I was doing with my life. So I got on a plane and went to Thailand, sight unseen. And I spent 2 months doing yoga. And I came home and I've been teaching yoga ever since.
Cool. Wild. You're a very interesting human being. Okay, so where were you moving? Like when you said you moved into this new town, where was that?
So we backtrack. My husband's South African, first gen immigrant.
Okay.
We met in Olds, Alberta.
Okay, thank you. I love how you backtrack this.
We've been Alberta people for the last 15-ish years.
Okay.
So I'm Calgary born and bred, but I've lived all over Canada.
Okay.
In Olds, we moved to Wetaskiwin. And then they do. Well, actually, I don't think they do, but they marketed it well.
Yeah.
we were there for 5 years. I worked in education there.
Okay.
And then we moved here last year.
Okay. Education, what do you mean?
I was an educational assistant in a high school.
Yay.
Yeah, I worked with a lot of troubled youth.
Okay.
When they had kids that got into a lot of trouble, they ended up with me because I give them a lot of tough love.
Yeah.
But there's always empathy and kindness in that because I always choose to see the best in people, even when they don't see it yet themselves.
Oh, that's awesome. Let's talk about these dual casts for a second.
Sure.
Like, at first, they were like hard casts.
So the, what the, directionally, left arm.
Yeah.
The left arm was mostly superficial wounds. So it was mostly like really thick bandages.
Okay.
The right arm was full casts, then it was full braces, and then it was partial braces.
Wild.
Yeah.
So like how are you functioning? Like did you have like,
it was a humbling experience.
Yeah. Did you know how to, like, could your fingers move?
I knew how. That didn't transfer to the
right
actual
that's
movement.
Right.
Yeah, so it the people in my life were there for me, and it was very humbling. Like, my mother-in-law lived with us and, you know, bathed me, and my husband did his best to put my hair in, you know, an awkward side pony. You know, things like this. It was a long time before I could even write my own name again.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because I work out for a living now.
That's like, right. That's right.
My mind.
Yeah, it's amazing, like, what the human mind and spirit are able to, like,
yes.
accomplish, right? Wild. You're here for a reason, though.
I am.
Why are you here to talk to us today?
So I am part of the cast of Swamp Rat Experiences, production of Rent.
Yes, we have your poster right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell us about that.
So I had a love for musical theater since early teen years.
Yeah.
I was in a couple of productions in high school. I actually went to a performing arts school in Whitehorse, Yukon.
Okay.
And then I didn't care for a long time. I did other things.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always had a soft spot for Rent. It's a rock opera. Right? It's, and I can't remember dialogue to save my life. If I have to memorize lines of anything, that doesn't exist. My brain doesn't do that.
Right.
But a rock opera is almost all music.
Right.
So you dive in and it is song after song after song.
Yeah.
And the story just flows through that. And I love that.
Yeah.
Rent was one of the first, I'm going to date myself here, first CDs.
Yeah.
I had bought, actually.
Okay.
And.
Awesome.
And my parents. So let's backtrack a little bit.
Yeah.
We'll backtrack a lot here. The story of Rent, which I'm sure we'll talk about.
I have no idea.
Okay. So it deals
I've never seen it.
With gender discrimination and the AIDS epidemic.
The
story is about the bohemian life, the life of the struggling artist. So it's, I don't want to say graphic, but there's a lot of material in it that some people might not relate to or find a little bit offensive to their beliefs, etc. It's
wild.
Yeah, it's great. You should check it out.
I'm
but it
coming.
Was, my parents, I grew up in a fairly religious home.
Okay.
And so it was really interesting because they fell in love with the music too. And so, like, as a family, we would just, like, crank that up on road trips and everybody would sing along, which is really cool. And that's part of the, what I love about Rent.
Right.
And it's unpolished. It's unfinished due to the nature of the creator and his death.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like the rawness of it. I like being part of that. And I think that Swamp Rat's really leaning into that as well in the delivery of it.
What do you mean? Like, I know nothing about this play. To say you've sold me on coming to this is an understatement. I was already going to come.
Okay, cool.
But now I'm like,
what is this?
I'm really, really excited. Like, I'm putting, like, I have a book, and when I write something in my book, it's like official. It's going in the book after we're done filming. So what do you mean the writer passed away and it's unfinished? Like, what does that even mean?
So Rent is loosely based on Puccini's La Boheme, which is an opera.
Okay.
Which is actually the first opera I ever saw as well.
Okay.
The artist, or the creator, Jonathan Larson, actually died before the opening night of the show.
Okay.
So he was writing it on his deathbed. And so there are moments where you go, this feels almost like it's missing something, or it wasn't quite polished the way other major musicals that end up on Broadway are.
Right.
Because the process is, it starts off Broadway and it gets reviewed and revamped and
and
edited, and then it goes on Broadway and the same thing happens.
Right.
Rent never had that
right.
in the same way because Jonathan Larson passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Neat.
And so it's very raw, it's very edgy, and it just that carries through not only in what it's about,
yeah,
but in how it was created.
Very cool. Listen, Tanner tapped his phone. That means he's ready with his questions for the Max City Minute. But before we get into that, let's throw to an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
And we're back. Valentine's Day ads coming out in the fall.
You can never be too early for the ones you love.
Yeah. True. That's awesome. Thank you, Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one for you today.
Put me on the spot.
If you could recreate any role from any production, what role would you want to recreate?
Oh, any production? Oh my goodness.
That's a wild one.
Tough one.
You asked to be put on the spot, so.
Well, yeah, there you go. I don't know that I asked. I was gently nudged that direction. Honestly, I genuinely feel like I'm getting to live it in Rent. It is bucket list for me.
That's awesome.
I'm also a sucker for like the cheesiest, like cringiest musicals. So I have a very soft spot for Seussical, which is a Dr. Seuss musical.
Okay.
So I really love the character of Gertrude McFuzz. She's an awkward bird that just desperately wants to be loved.
There we go.
Question number two. What do you think is the best song to listen to put a smile on your face?
Ooh, there are so many. My current favorite for this is probably gotta be, I should look at my phone, see what I've been listening to lately. FAB by JoJo came out on her 2018 album.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay.
It's unapologetic.
Question number three. What is one thing of doing a production like Rent that people would be surprised to find out?
I think people would be surprised to find out how accepting and welcoming the community of theater is. And how any walk of life, any background, any ethnicity, any really anyone can come in and find a place. And I think Rent specifically does a phenomenal job of that. And honestly, Swamp Rat, let us do that. Let that happen.
Question number four. What has been your best experience you've had since your move to Fort McMurray?
Best experience. Wow, that's tough because I genuinely love being here. Mm-hmm. I have said this to almost everyone in my life. I love Fort Mac. I have no desire to leave. Mm. Every day I'm thankful that we moved here. Mm. But I mean, I make a point of going to a lot of community events. So any community event that I've been able to go to is definitely a top experience. Mm. I personally like to do some paddleboarding on the Snai and those kinds of things. So I really couldn't pick one, honestly. I could list everything everyone should do here.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And your final question. What do you think is the best flavor of ice cream?
Ooh, probably a mint chip. I'm not a big ice cream fan, though. Don't come for me.
Those have been your five questions.
I've only recently started eating ice cream again. So for my adult life, I've been lactose intolerant.
Fair.
And people have been just like, just get the pills. And
just
this,
tough it out, man.
This guy convinced me one day. He's just like, we're going to go get some lactose pills.
I didn't convince you. I told you we were going to Shoppers. Yeah. I was buying these pills and you were doing dairy.
And so it worked. So anybody out there.
Just a little plug.
You need to get lactose pills if you're lactose intolerant. It's unbelievable. I haven't had ice cream or milk or anything literally since I was maybe like 12.
Fair.
I stopped eating ice cream cake when I was like in my 20s. And like, you know, you do it and you shouldn't. I'm telling you, I'm on this honestly, ice cream journey right now. It's wild.
As someone who works in the fitness industry, with
yeah.
a lot of diet culture is there. People ask me like, well, what should I not be eating? I yeah. have some hard and fast rules.
Yeah.
Don't eat poison. Yeah. Don't eat something if you're allergic to it. And yeah. don't eat something you don't like.
That's
outside
right.
of that,
yeah.
we will find something that works.
That works. Yeah. yeah. My thing is just, you got like, I like to eat food. I like expensive food. Oh. I like cheap food. I like snacks. I just.
You love cheap food.
I love cheap food.
There's something like, about it.
Yeah. I was talking to my parents like this weekend about like food and like, I've had some ridiculously expensive food. And they're just like, if you just had to have like one thing, like eating out, I was like, it's McDonald's. It's McDonald's. Like last meal, McDonald's.
Fair.
I'm just like, like Wagyu, nah. Like expensive fish from Japan or wherever, no.
See, McDonald's. The expensive stuff is an experience,
it's
right?
It's like such an experience.
Down, it's social. It's yeah. a step-by-step process.
That's right. Yeah.
But like a down and dirty junk food?
That's right.
That's soul food.
yeah. So just McDonald's. But yeah, ice cream. But the thing is like exercise, you need to offset that somehow. Like exercise, intermittent fasting, like something. You can't just eat whatever you want because even healthy food, if eaten in too much.
Absolutely.
It can be bad
the,
for you.
The right? poison's in the dosage for sure.
That's right.
I used to be well over 200 pounds.
That's, really?
Yeah. That's one of the things that kind of set me on my journey into fitness was that
wild.
I went through my own journey of it,
yeah, yeah,
of
yeah.
recovery and weight loss.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. Like there are so many tools. It's about finding the one that's right
yeah,
for you and
right.
and finding that balance between
yeah.
the things that feed your heart and the things that fuel your body. Right.
Yeah, yeah. When did you decide or make the decision I'm losing all this weight?
2020. January 2020.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I turned 30 in 2020 and that was kind of like,
okay.
I looked in the mirror and was like, get it together.
Right.
Pre-pandemic.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. So
what was the thought process? Like what was your first step to be like, okay, I'm going to do this?
Yeah. So my first step was just physical movement because at that point I had really not been doing much because of injury.
Right.
And so I just started incorporating more walking, especially.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I worked into some low impact movement and I did that and I did okay. I lost about 20 pounds.
Yeah.
And then I got to this point, like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like,
yeah.
I'm stuck here. What's next? So
right.
I started working with an online coach, actually with the company that I now work for.
Right.
And they put me on a track, and they taught me how to do a lot of things. And then we parted ways, and I, you know, fumbled through things on my own, became
yeah.
a personal trainer, got qualified in
yeah.
in nutrition and fitness. And then
yeah.
I actually came back to working with a coach because I think it's important to always continue learning and – just because I know a lot of information in one area doesn't mean I'm done learning.
That's
and
right.
And so I always strive to keep learning from people that I feel like, you know, are a little bit ahead of me in their own journeys.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I actually work with a coach right now, my own personal coach.
That's
even
right.
though I coach other people.
Yeah, no doubt. No, that makes sense. Yeah, just like teachers have to learn from different teachers.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah.
I learned how to lose weight. Then it was like, well, how do I put more muscle on? We have to eat more, which
That's
is
right.
scary.
That's right.
When you've lost weight.
No
and
doubt.
Yeah, it was really good to have someone
yeah,
to guide
be.
You through that and
that
to
be
the
be.
Voice of reason.
Yeah, yeah. So you said something earlier that interested me. I'm gonna.
Yeah.
I've been told I'm out of time, but I'm going to ask this question. So you and your family would get into cars and sing
okay.
like, road trips, like what kind of like road trips, cars, what were you in, what were you being transported in when this
okay,
was happening?
Well, I have a very large family. I'm the oldest of six kids.
Six
yes.
kids?
And then there's my mom and dad, of course.
How did this not come up earlier in
I know.
This episode?
So, you know, a Suburban or a 15 passenger van or something like that. Really? And believe it or not, I'm actually, in my opinion, one of the least musically inclined individuals in my family.
Okay.
And here I am doing a musical.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah. Shameless plug. My brother's actually a recording artist. He's currently recording his full album.
What's
you know,
his name?
Stuff like Elijah Beck, B-E-K-K.
Okay.
yeah. My sister managed an opera company in Ontario.
Cool.
You know, so I'm kind of like bottom of the barrel as
yeah.
far as talent, at least in my opinion.
No, you're the star of your own life. All right, Tanner tapped his watch. That means we're out of time. But before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights.
Well, I think I did a little bit of that already. but, you know, if you want to hang out with me, I'm around in the community. I'd love to have you join in a yoga class or look me up online and Thank you so much for having me here.
Yeah, thank
and
you.
Obviously, come see Rent.
There we go.
I don't want to tell you too much, but you'll love it.
There we go. Well, big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. Everybody at home, thank you so much for tuning in. As you do know, it means the world to me. So thank you, thank you, thank you. On that note, I hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.